Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had. Let's talk about something millions of Americans are dreaming about right now, starting their own business. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting their business. And so we'd like to ask our panel, what was the moment you knew it was time to start your business? Was it a light bulb moment or a moment of total delusion? Let's go to Dan first. Dan?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said that I ever wanted to start a business. For me, it was one of those things that happened somewhat naturally. I was pretty bored in my job after school. And I thought to myself, well, how do I pass the time? And to pass the time, I just started building a quick web application. At the time, it was seating charts for weddings. And I met a friend, and I enjoyed working with that friend more than I enjoyed building the business. And we started the business, and very soon thereafter, I said, well, this is kind of fun. Let me go full time. He had a different definition of work ethic than I did. So we parted ways, and I continued on my own.
So you worked less than he did.
You know, it's interesting. I ended up selling my company for a lot of money. And even though
it was like $100 million, right?
For $100 million. And even though he left day like 90, he ended up making $1 million because he stayed on, and he, and you know, we initially had 5%, and that slowly became 1% because as people invested, his percentage got diluted. But he ended up making $1 million when I sold for only 90 days of work.
Wow.
Well, how do I get a gig like that?
He was smart to hook up with you. Sophie, tell us about your decision to start your business. Was it a light bulb moment or a moment of total delusion?
I think that, well, when I was very little, my parents moved us from England to Scotland and they opened a hotel. And I always remember being quite young, and maybe I was about sort of 8 or 9. And my parents would say that they watched me go into the hotel and take what we call a dumb waiter. So it was full of cutlery and crockery and things like that, and push it up the driveway. And there was a bridge with a tunnel underneath at the top of our driveway. And I pushed it all the way up there and I rolled it all the way down this embankment. And I'd wanted to start my own cafe at the top of the driveway underneath this bridge. So I feel as if it's all started from when I did this little journey of opening up my own little cafe. But it's been in my blood since I was very little, with my parents having their own hotel, and I've operated that for a long time with them. But to start Earsass was an opportunity like so many other people in the first lockdown, where I had guilt-free time off. And that's, you know, having time off when you own a hotel and restaurant there's not a lot of that time that you have off. So being at home and being able to think of something that I loved so much to do. And I've always had such an obsession with jewelry and color and fashion, and studied fashion as well. So it was definitely a moment where I thought, right, I think that some people are going to be on a lot of Zoom calls and homeschooling, and I think they're going to need some fabulous, big, bold earrings to get through the hell of homeschooling.
Thank God we didn't have to do that.
Well, yeah. I love your story about starting a business as a young girl. I think a lot of entrepreneurs have that history of trying to start some sort of business when they're very young. Not everybody, right? Mm-hmm. But I think if you fall into that category, you definitely have an entrepreneur streak for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, totally. I think I saw it from my parents as well, how hard they worked, and my dad doing 7 days a week and sort of 18-hour days in the kitchen. And I just thought, I want that. I want to work that hard and be rewarded.
That's great. I love that work ethic. And it's refreshing to hear people say that that's what they aspire to put that in kind of effort in.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth.
Well, like Sophie, my grandparents were entrepreneurs. They always had their own businesses. And I grew up in Seattle, and Seattle had the public market. And I remember as a little kid, they had a stall at the public market selling costume jewelry, not like yours. I mean, and I would go down there and hang out at the market and hang out at the stall. And I didn't actually do anything except watch, but it was kind of fun to go down there and have a booth and sell jewelry. They didn't do it every summer. Yeah. And I think that was kind of the start. And my mother was always coming up with ideas. My mother was brilliant and she was an idea factory, but she never had the money or the time really to follow through and start a successful business. But she tried a few times. And I think had she had a little more support, she could have really been a successful businesswoman.
I remember her idea of having sit-up bathtubs, bathtubs that you could sit in, right? Yeah. And this was like years before they became
before the
popular.
Walk-in tubs.
Wow. Yeah, the walk-in tub.
But there was a Japanese patent on it, so she couldn't get a patent. Yeah. But yeah, she had some pretty ingenious ideas. She had one for a window covering to avoid theft that was easy to get on and off, but couldn't be taken on and off from the outside. But she just didn't have any backing to do anything with it. So I kind of grew up in an idea factory.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I really never aspired to be an entrepreneur. I was always encouraged by my family to get a good job and climb the ladder at some big corporation. That was their definition of success. And starting my own practice was never very appealing, but I ended up leaving this big company, mostly because I was so frustrated with the way it was managed. And I thought, hey, you know, I can screw things up on my own just as much as they're screwing things up, right? Mm-hmm. And probably get paid a little bit more for it. So I ended up starting Gearheart Law with the encouragement and support of my co-host. And it turned out to be the best decision I've ever made professionally. And I really like to think of the law firm as my canvas. And I get to express my creativity through the business decisions that I make, how we market the firm, who we hire, all of those things. And so I think of work as self-expression as well as a way to pay the bills. And it's really turned out great. So I look back at it now and I said, I must have been crazy to do this. But in the end, it worked out okay. Very happy about that. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearheart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearheartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.